Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover AbbVie's stock jump following a RINVOQ litigation settlement, new insights into the ROI of specialty pharmacy adherence programs, and a closer look at what true innovation in PBM management entails. AbbVie shares climbed after the company announced a settlement resolving litigation involving its rheumatoid arthritis therapy, RINVOQ. The settlement, which centered on disputes among drug manufacturers, eases uncertainty surrounding one of AbbVie's key growth drivers. RINVOQ has been a critical asset in offsetting revenue losses tied to Humira's patent expiry, and investors welcome the resolution as a sign of stability in AbbVie's immunology franchise. Analysts suggest the outcome reinforces AbbVie's strategy to protect and expand its next-generation portfolio. Meanwhile, a new analysis on specialty pharmacy adherence programs highlights their measurable return on investment. By improving patient adherence to complex therapies, these programs not only enhance clinical outcomes, but also reduce costly hospitalizations and disease progression. For payers and manufacturers, adherence initiatives are increasingly viewed as financial as well as clinical imperatives. The report shows that structured interventions such as proactive patient outreach, data-driven monitoring, and personalized support can generate substantial savings across therapeutic areas while driving better long-term outcomes for patients. And finally, industry experts are rethinking what true innovation looks like in pharmacy benefit management. While PBMs remain under scrutiny for practices related to pricing transparency and rebate structures, forward-looking organizations are exploring models that go beyond cost containment. Innovations include integrating real-time data for prescribers, improving formulary design, and aligning incentives more closely with patient outcomes. As policymakers and employers continue to question the value delivered by PBMs, meaningful change may come from those willing to embrace transparency, technology, and patient-centric approaches. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.